For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. New this midday, the Eagle River Fire Department won't be able to create its well-known ice castle this year. The department usually pulls ice from Silver Lake. The ice needs to be at least 12 inches thick for the volunteers to create blocks big enough for the ice castle and for it to be safe enough for them to cut and pull the blocks out of the ice. The last time conditions allowed for the creation of the ice castle was in 2018. There's only been two castles since 2014. Many ice fishermen in the Upper Peninsula wish their favorite lakes were easier to access in the winter. A new pilot program from the Michigan DNR is addressing that challenge. Ben Meyer explains.
Landings and parking areas at more than two dozen UP lakes are being consistently plowed this winter as part of the program. The Michigan DNR got creative to make it happen. It's partnering with several different volunteer groups who are helping to clear the landings for ice fishermen, says John Pepin, a Michigan DNR spokesman.
It hooks up like bait shops and county road commissions and other governmental entities that are volunteering to help plow out like 26 sites in 10 of the Upper Peninsula's 15 counties.
In our area, landings and parking lots at several lakes are being cleared. They include Indian Lake, Swan Lake, Lake Mary, East Lake Emily, and Lake Ellen in Iron County, and Hamilton Lake in Dickinson County.
What we've done is we've kind of, you know, tried to is in as much as we can is focus on the sites where we've had a lot of requests over the years, or some of the more popular sites, places that people like to get out to.
Much of the Michigan DNR's budget was off limits for the program. For example, revenue from boater registration fees can't be used to support ice fishing, which doesn't use a boat. That's why the program relies heavily on volunteers. To see a full list of maintained lakes or share feedback about the program, visit our website, WXPR.org. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
The Kenosha Police Department says one of its sergeants has died in a snowmobile crash in northern Wisconsin. The department announced Sunday that Sergeant Trevor Albrecht was killed in a crash in Iron County. Sheriff's officials there say his snowmobile veered off a trail in the town of Knight Saturday afternoon and hit several trees. Life-saving efforts were attempted on scene and continued when first responders arrived, but they were ultimately unsuccessful. The 41-year-old husband and father was pronounced dead at the scene. Wausau police are recommending a reckless homicide charge against the father of a three-month-old baby who died last week after suffering a brain injury. Authorities say the infant's parents brought the child to Aspirus Wausau Hospital on January 9th. Because of the extent of the injury and age, the baby was transferred to Marshfield's Children's Hospital for specialized care. A criminal investigation was launched because of the unexplained life-threatening brain injury. The infant died of his injuries on Thursday. The baby's father was arrested the following day. Right now, the COVID-19 pandemic is the worst it's been in the U.S. since the start nearly a year ago. The good news is the cases have dropped in Wisconsin, and we're no longer in the dire situation we were in 2 months ago. The bad news is things still are not great.
But I think the appropriate perspective to take is that we have unacceptably high levels of disease in all areas of the state. And this is in the context of the epidemic being worse than it ever has been in the entire country.
That's Wisconsin's chief medical officer, Dr. Ryan Westergaard. He says people need to take as many precautions as possible to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Wisconsin is averaging about 2,100 cases a day. Hospital capacities are showing no significant changes, with about 84% of beds statewide currently in use.
One of the things that we've learned through the epidemic is that this is not, you know, the epidemic curve that we see is not a one-humped camel. States or regions that were previously the worst can be, you know, in the middle of the pack or fare better as time goes on, but that's no guarantee that the fire will not burn hotter in the future.
Saturday was a record-setting day in Wisconsin with 128 new COVID-19 deaths reported. More than 5,400 people in Wisconsin have died because of the virus. Wisconsin's top health official, who has led the state throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, is leaving for a job with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under President-elect Joe Biden. Andrea Palm is the current secretary-designee of Wisconsin Department of Health Services. She's been nominated as deputy secretary of the federal agency. Palm will work to fulfill Biden's pledge to expand access to COVID-19 vaccines and speed up the rate of vaccinations. Palm's last day at the Wisconsin agency is Wednesday. Evers says Karen Timberlake, who has served as DHS secretary under former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle during the 2019 swine flu pandemic, will serve as interim secretary. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.